welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's edition of the show, it's our 2017 record review. It turns out that 2017 was a brilliant year for CD releases of artists who are still alive, so I'd like to take you through some 7 tracks that were released in the last 12 months. Now, throughout the show, I'm going to try my best to tell you where to get the albums from. However, you don't need to have a pen and paper, because if you scroll down on the website to the table, you can click on the song title, and that will take you to where you can get the album from. So don't fear, it's not 1970 anymore. Well, we start the show with an Organ Plus track. The Organ is the Musical Museum Brentford Wurlitzer, and the Plus is the New Foxtrot Serenaders, with, of course, Simon Gledhill at the keys. Now, Simon and the New Foxtrot Serenaders have released an album before, although it was deemed an EP. However, this new release is the contents of the old album, plus double the amount of new material to bring it up to a full-length recording. Let's listen to them now with a beautiful Irving Berlin number, Isn't This a Lovely Day? Simon Gledhill there with the New Foxtrot Serenaders at the Musical Museum Wurlitzer in Brentford with Isn't It a Lovely Day to be Caught in the Rain. Now, the CD is available at £10 from the New Foxtrot Serenaders or from Simon himself, and you can order it online. Now, strangely enough, their website doesn't actually show that they've got the CD for sale, but I'm sure that if you contact the New Foxtrot Serenaders, they'll be able to provide you with details. In August of last year, John Mann and Paul Kerner opened the ex-Regal Edmonton Christy, its 4 manuals and 15 ranks of pipes, at Paul Kerner's Music Palace in Ynysheer, Wales. It was, however, this year that the Christy made its first recording in its new incarnation. And who better than John Mann to suit the Christy organ with its snappy reeds and beautiful tibias and strings? John's going to play an appropriate piece of music written about Wales and its valleys. And it's called Rhondda Rhapsody and features a little bit of nifty multi-tracking between John at the organ and the grand piano, which incidentally came from the Ritz Chatham in Kent. John Mann there with Rhondda Rhapsody at Paul Kerner's Music Palace, Unashear. Now the CD is available to buy online or from John himself. I think it's slightly cheaper if you buy it from John himself, but nonetheless I've put the link to where you can buy it online because that's where you're listening to this. I have to say I think that the Christie is sounding the best it ever has done, and it's still just as fiery as it was when you compare it to the recordings made by Sydney Torch. Well, next up, let's feature a new release from that young, budding American organist Nathan Avakian. His new album is called Symphysis, and it was the first organ album that I ever think I've bought brand new online, iTunes to be precise. However, he has done CD copies, and it is available on Amazon for those of you who wish to differ. Nathan has beautifully crafted modern digital synthetic sounds with the beautiful Wurlitzer in the Nevercut collection in San Selma. Although this album isn't really your traditional type of theatre organ sound, I would wholeheartedly recommend it to anybody who's willing to try or wants something completely out of the box and completely new. Now, you might find it hard to believe me headbanging. Well, I certainly was to the next track. It's Nathan's arrangement of that American country folk song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Nathan Avakian there proving that with a little bit of backing track and with a bit of careful arranging, anything can be done with four manuals and 75 ranks of Wurlitzer. Well, back to Blighty, and it's been some years since Howard Beaumont has released a CD on a theatre organ. His last one was recorded several years ago on the Victoria Hall Saltaire Wurlitzer in its smaller form. However, Howard has now taken to the new Victoria Centre, Howden Le Weir, with its beautiful three-manual 19-rank Wurlitzer. And the new CD is called Romantic Pipes. It's available online or from Howard himself for £10. And the songs, although mainly have romance as the theme, they're not all romance-related. However, the two waltz tunes I've decided to pick are romance-related indeed, and they're called I'll Take Romance and Falling in Love with Love. Howard Beaumont there, taking romance and falling in love with love. I have to say it was a bit of a shock when I discovered this CD had been released, because I found out after it had happened, and usually those things don't happen. Well, we're now in Christmas, so I suppose it's ho ho ho, and what better way than with a new Christmas release? Nicholas Martin is about the only organist who's religiously released an album every year, sometimes two. However, this year he's decided to release an album called Dancing Around Christmas, and this sees Nick at his wonderful Technics FA1. I personally like Nick on the Technics, I think it's a great combination. Well, there's several tracks on the CD and they're all in strict tempo, although they're very easy on the ear if you're like me and have got two left feet. Well, let's listen to Nick with the Cheeky Cha Cha. With three in the medley, Good King Wenceslas, While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks, and Calypso Carol. Thank you. Nicholas Martin there, dancing round Christmas with a cha-cha-cha. Well, this year saw a first release for budding young British organist David Gray. Unlike Nathan, David has taken a very traditional stance on the theatre organ, and the two albums are complete polar opposites of each other, which I think is great because variety is the spice of life. David's chosen for his first CD to record the Dennis Unk Residence Wurlitzer in Erie, Pennsylvania, hence the title Eerily British. The Wurlitzer has 3 manuals and 21 ranks of pipes, and David sounds well at home at the keys. Although David is a very sort of throwaway, happy-go-lucky player, the piece I've chosen to play is a much more emotive piece and very dramatic, and it's simply called Deep Night.
Thank you.
David Gray there with Deep Night at the Dennis Unk Residence, Wurlitzer. Well, if you happen to be in this country, you might find it very difficult to get your hands on one of these CDs. They're very sought after and I believe they've already sold out. So, I wish you luck, really. I have put a link to the Cinema Organ Society sales page, which is where I believe they will be posted when more become available. Or you can hunt them down from David yourself. Well, we're just about reaching the end of this week's show. However, the latest release I've got in the bag comes from Simon Gledhill. Now, we heard Simon at the start of the show with the new Foxtrot Serenaders, but this CD sees Simon solo. Well, he's playing the Granada Clapham Junction organ in its new home, the Orgue de Cinema Collage Clapperade in Geneva, where I'm pleased to report the sound hasn't changed one bit. It's still that classic Granada Clapham Junction rip-roaring sound. I have to say, the production of the CD is absolutely superb. The cover and artwork are second to none, and I must admit, they don't make it look like a theatre organ release whatsoever. Simon is on good form, as always, and CDs will be available from the COS sales website as soon as they're up there. I know Simon Field, who's the COS sales officer, has copies and they will be made available to you in due course. Alternatively, you can get them from Simon himself. Well, let's end this week's show in true snappy English horn style with every single ounce of true Granada Clapham Junction sound with Jeepers Creepers. Simon Gledhill there at the Collage Clapperade in Geneva, the ex-Granada Clapham Junction Wurlitzer sounding in fine voice with Jeepers Creepers. Well, I'm afraid that's all we got time for on this week's show. Next week we'll be in a festive mood to start off with some festive frolics. So from me, Damon Cox, it's all the best all the time. Take care.